Blog Talk Radio.
What a great song by Shalamar. What's up, everybody? This is Wardell Pashjean for Solar Records Radio. And what a beautiful afternoon it is here in South Texas. And it is, and what I mean by that, I mean, we're in almost 80 degrees outside. And it's unbelievable because it was kind of cool. It was kind of getting cool for a minute. I even went and got a blanket, a coat for my horse, you know, and for one of my horses, and he's an old man. I gotta cover him up, y'all. His bones are showing, and I feed him a lot. I feed him more than I feed the other horses, but you know, when you get older, things start to things start to happen, right? And so you got to look out for the elderly, right? And so he's 20 years old. He's a good-looking guy. His name is Seven, and he's a quarter horse, and he's just a real cool guy, real laid back, and the other horses kind of take advantage of him because, you know, he's already had his run, and they're like, you know, get out the way, old man. But anyway, guys, what's happening to my friends around the world? How are you guys doing? I hope you are blessed, and things are going well for you, and it is Friday. We kick off the Solar Weekend here on Solar Records Radio every Friday, celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, as you just heard Shalimar right here. What a great song. Just such a nice and wonderful vibe, right? It's just a cool vibe, and I really, really enjoy. Then I got to check and see with Greg. I know Greg is blowing me up, telling me something. Something's wrong. Oh, 30 degrees in the UK, freezing. Woo, dude, my goodness gracious. Y'all got that. Ay, ay, ay. Man, I'm, I love you guys. I love the UK. And I want to give a shout out to all the people that come over to Greg's shop and get their hair done. Much love to you guys. You guys are just a blessing, and thank you for tuning in to our station, to our show. The mother and daughter that was just there recently, and then he also has this lady. She's a Thai lady, and she makes this amazing food, and I'm just so jealous, man. I can't wait to come there. I want to do my show out of his shop and just enjoy watching Greg do his thing with these ladies and just make them look like stars when they leave there. It's just amazing. And so, as a matter of fact, he had the mother and daughter there, and I couldn't tell. I mean, wait a minute, what's going on with the mother and daughter? You sure they're not friends? I mean, and they probably are, but I'm just saying, you know, and it's like, what is going on? They look so good, and the mother looked just, I mean, wow, she looks so young. And part of that has to do with, just genes. And the other part has to do with Greg doing his thing and just making her look beautiful. So anyway, much love to all you guys. Look forward to coming over there, but when it warms up, 30 degrees is a little too cold for a brother. That's how it is when I go to Philadelphia, and it feels like a violation. It's so cold. So anyway, guys, and that's why I go to see my mom, but I can't go in the wintertime. No, it's too cold. Anyway, well, I hope this music warms you guys up over there. Get up, get down, get funky, get loose, and get moving. And I'm going to give you a groove that's going to pick you up right now. So come on and hang out with us. And thanks for hanging out with us to our friends here in the United States. Hey, 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 hey. Much love, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. We love you. We really love you. And to all of our friends from Solar Records, much love to you guys. And want to give a shout out to Gary Wilkinson, as he lost his wife a few weeks back. And so just, Gary, we're so sorry for your loss, man. What a beautiful wife. And thank you for bringing her to the last Solar party we had in Pasadena. It was really nice seeing her, man. I didn't know it was the last time. And that's what we have to remember. We just don't know. No, we just don't know. So, you know, condolences, man. But I just posted a picture of you and your wife, Gary, so everyone can see who I'm talking to and talking about. Anyway, here we go. Let's get moving, UK. Got to warm up. Let's go. Let's go. Oh,
how to get the ladies in the palm of his hand, but he's still a knight. Fight the hype, heart excites the night. Fishing at the right type, at the round table, placing labels on a man who slick can spark cable. He's all dressed in black, riding horseback, giving all the fine ladies a heart attack.
Got a fantasy. I got a thing. You got a thing. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus Queen of Love and swim with her in the famous River of Love. So one night while I was asleep, I must have been dreaming because I heard a voice. It said,
"Yo,
I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic. Your destination, the Venus Queen of Love, your space connection. Is this really paradise I'm in? And are you really standing here next to me? And does your river flow with love? So please, girl, will you take a swim with me? Take me.
tell me, why don't you tell me, why don't you come with me?
Rock and roll and win the fight.
That's right. Oh yeah. Let me be your mighty macho man. Let me be your mighty macho man.
I'll make everything alright.
Rock and roll in with the tide. Take me to the river. Baby brother, I take you shake your booty, baby. I really like it. I really like it to you, mama. I know you love me.
Is really teaching young people how to be in business for themselves.
Richard Gilbert, Dick Griffey, grew up in the J.C. Napier housing projects on Nashville's South Side. Mr. Griffey attended Tennessee State University for a semester before joining the Navy at age 17 and landing in Los Angeles in the 1960s, where he became part owner in the nightclub Guys and Dolls. Once word spread about Griffey's professional treatment of recording artists like Ike and Tina Turner and Isaac Hayes, he was soon booking national tours for major stars like James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. This earned him the title Kingpin of Soul Promoters and a job as talent coordinator for the television show Soul Train. Mr. Griffey and the show's producer, Don Cornelius, partnered to create Soul Train Records in 1975, which became Sound of Los Angeles Records, or Solar, in 1977 with Griffey as owner. Within 3 years, Solar artists were topping the soul charts and impacting the pop market, leading the Los Angeles Times to name Griffey as the most promising new black music executive of 1980. Griffey would assemble a stable of artists, musicians, and engineers that produced a string of hits so impressive, Solar became known as the Motown of the 80s. Mr. Griffey would extend his influence into the 1990s by mentoring songwriting duo Kenneth Babyface Edmonds and Antonio L.A. Reed, who would go on to found LaFace Records.
Absolutely, absolutely true. And also Babyface and L.A. were a part of the deal. That's where they came from, the deal, which was brought to Dick Griffey by Midnight Star. And the rest is history. The deal did what they did, which was amazing. And Babyface and L.A. obviously went on to be amazing producers and writers and stuff. So anyway, with that being said, let's just take it right from 1979 when I hit with the Whispers on this first gold platinum hit that they've ever had. Biggest selling song as well. Thank you. Here we go with my group, Dynasty. Let's go.
I've got a heart.
I tell you, it was so much fun back then. And when I listen to the music, I feel so blessed. I'm so grateful for all the blessings and stuff that we received then and now. Because, you know, what's happening now, which is so strange and which is beautiful, is that people are acknowledging what did happen. And so, and how good it was. And it's like real, you know, and it makes you feel good because it just comes out of the blue. You're looking at other people and cheering them on. And at the same time, those people that you're cheering on are cheering you on. That is amazing. And it feels so wonderful. And it's such a beautiful blessing that, you know, people feel that way about what we've done. Back in the day with the, you know, with Solar. And so I want to thank once again Mr. Dick Griffey for giving us that platform that we were able to go on and to do that and create this legacy that really blessed the world and so many people in the world, I should say. And so thank you, Mr. Griffey. We really appreciate your wisdom and your determination to do what you did, and thank you for the blessing. We appreciate you. God.
And I love you, babe.
that brother, those guys, and that's Otis Stokes and Mark Woods from Lakeside singing. I mean, singing their hearts out. Lord have mercy. I'm so proud of them. It's like when I listen to the music, I go, God, I know those guys really well. And it's like, in the way that they're singing, it's coming from the old school, you know, style of performing and just giving all of, they're leaving everything on the table. They're leaving it all out there. And it's just so beautiful when you could put so much into a song, so much of yourself into the song. And, you know, I mean, that just really blesses me. It makes me so proud of them, you know. And now when I talk to them again, I'm just going to tell them how much I'm so proud of them. And I love them because, you know, I am so proud of them, you know. And we've had some wonderful times on the road together, just, you know, just enjoying life and enjoying the fruits of our labor and watching it just explode in our faces and being able to just continue to write and produce and give you guys the stuff that you really enjoyed. And what, you know, and how lucky can you be that you're able to, you know, do that, first of all, but more importantly, that the people respond the way that they did. And they buy your records and they celebrate you as an artist and a musician and just say, you know, what you're doing, we really love. Give us more. And then we go back in the studio and we do that and we did that. And it was a give and take relationship that was so beautiful. And when you look back at it, you know, you have to go, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for that time. Thank you for that opportunity to be able to share with the world our gifts that you've given to us and how we were blessed because of it. So thank you. You helped us to take care of our families. You helped us to, you know, to leave a legacy of music for the world. Even after we're gone, the music will still be alive. And so thank you for allowing us to put our footprints, you know, on music forever. Thank you so much. That's a big, big thing. And we sometimes don't look at how big it is to be able to leave a footprint of who you are stamped on the world of music. It's something that we, I believe, take for granted. We don't realize how beautiful and blessed we are, but we really, really are blessed. And anyone that has any kind of business where you're blessing others, you are leaving a footprint. In your legacy will live in their lives forever. And it's just a beautiful thing. Like, you know, you remember that guy? You know, still to this day, we talk about the guy that used to do our hair. And it's like, everybody's wondering, whatever happened to James? Have you seen James? Have you talked to him? Is he good? How's it going? James, he did Solar. We all went to James, you know, and they were like, oh, where'd you get your hair done? That looks good. And then say, James. And then the next thing you know, they're over there at James's place getting their hair done. And so years later, 40, 50 years later, we're talking about, I wonder how's James doing? See, that legacy, it's a beautiful thing. Anyway, I know I get so excited. I'm so sorry. It's so important that we capitalize on the moment and not let it slip away. It's a moment, you know, for me right here and now, just reminiscing. When I play this music, some of these things I don't think about. And so when it pops in my head, I'm like, what? What? That was Otis. That was Mark. Those are my friends. And I mean, and they're just singing their hearts out. They left it all on the wax for you guys to be able to enjoy for as long as you want to. It's beautiful. And so, with that being said, I just got more information from a buddy from our executive producer, Mr. Gregory. And Greg, I wish you could call in, but, you know, Greg just posted something, and it just really blew me away because I didn't know this. And so let me see if I could bring this up here on my tablet here. See, he keeps growing. He's unbelievable. So listen. So he says, let me see what does he say right here? May, June, 1983. Do you want to talk about that time you had two singles in the or on the soul charts on both sides of the Atlantic? Does that ring a bell? And let me see. Does that ring a bell? New entry at 16. Wow. That's amazing. It came in at 16. And then in the Raw in the UK, Keep On in the UK, Keep On Loving Me, a new entry at 42 in the US. Oh, man. And I wrote both of those songs, but I had no idea at all these years. See how things just keep coming. And these are gifts. These are beautiful gifts because I could share these gifts with you guys, and I could also share with my children, share with my wife, and share with my friends because I had no idea. You know, and it's so hard to get one song on the charts ever. But to have multiple songs simultaneously on the charts at the same time on two different sides of the Atlantic, dang, I didn't even know. Didn't know, man. And we were so busy doing that, you know, didn't have time to sit down and see what, you know, we just saw going up the charts and we got checks and we just kept on, just like a cycle, just continue to just keep looping itself over and over. And then tell them that weeks later, Deeper in Love by Tavares was in the same charts too. So, I mean, that's another song that I wrote. And so it's just, I wrote that with Dana Myers. And it's unbelievable. I mean, I didn't know any of this. So, you know, there is like, he's showing me that, you know, there's footprints. you know, and there's a trail, and it still is there. And Greg's able to pull this information up and share it with us. And I'm like, I didn't know. He's talking about me, what I did. And I'm like, wow, it's just crazy. So listen, guys, this show is so special to me because of these kind of things. I love talking about the, you know, it seems like it's redundant, right? Every Friday, what else can you talk about? Well, hello. You see what just happened? It just keeps happening. And that's the blessing in this opportunity that was given to me to start this company, Solar Records Radio, to be able to play these songs to remind people of what we did back in the 70s and the 80s and little of the 90s, and just kind of share those things. And the gift is that I just got rewarded of stuff that I didn't even know, you know, history that was just pulled up, you know, and I'm so grateful for it. So thank you, Greg, for, you know, reaching out, man. And that's my brother right there. He's always on the grind. And see, that's another gift, that because he was blessed, I think he said 16 or 19, when he fell in love with the sound of Los Angeles Records and the music that came out of there. And it was such a blessing to him that all he wants to do is to give back and bless us here, Solar Records Radio, because it meant that much to him. So for those of you, if it means that much to you, thank you so much. And if you want more tangible evidence, you can go onto my page at wardellpottsjr.com, and I, you know, there's things that you can read, you can see, and there, and also there's a store if you want to purchase anything. There's music there. My book, my audio book, is about to be there. And my audio book is really about me sharing how dreams do come true, and how I'm like, wow, how fortunate I am to be able to. To want something, and then it actually comes true. Like, wow, that's really good, you know. And so, but how that happened is in my audiobook, and I shared it with you guys. And then I was listening to Harry and Megan talking a little bit today, like, and how, you know, things just happened, and Megan didn't even know who Harry was, you know, and a lot of people don't know, because he wasn't the king. He was a prince, right? But he was a young man, and she was a young girl. Her career was taking off, and she was so into her career, she is not paying attention to all this stuff. And then someone introduced them, said, "You should meet this guy. I think he's a nice guy." He says, she was like, "I don't want to meet a guy right now, and I'm enjoying being single. I'm enjoying my single life and my career, my Netflix, not Netflix, I don't know what it was, but something." Oh, she just got picked up on a TV show to do another series, whatever it's called, but another season. And so what happened is that because of that, you know, she went out to celebrate, and she was touring the world with her girlfriends, and one of the stops was the UK. And so this, you know, older lady said, "You should meet this guy. He's a nice guy." And she's like, "He's my friend." And she's like, "Well, who is he?" And she said, "Harry." And she's like, "Well, okay." And so she talked to Harry on the phone, and she said, and she says, "Okay, let's get together." And then they did get together, and it never ended. So things just happen sometimes. And now when they look back at each other's legacy, like what the stuff that she did, and he's like, I'm amazed. And their first meeting together, she was very frustrated because she was like, "I'm not going to, I don't think this is right that this guy has me waiting for him. He's so late." And he had called, "I'm so sorry, I got caught in traffic." And she was like, "Well, you know, I'm not that kind of girl," and then that. But she said when he came through the door, and she could see on his face how he was so upset that he was so late, she thought, "Oh, he's not that kind of guy. He really, really was stuck in traffic. And he really, really feels bad." And that was the beginning of them falling in love with each other. So anyway, so I'm just saying that things happen, right? And so for me, this happened. Solar happened out of the blue. All I said to my friend, his name is Tony Westcott, and I said, Tony, if you ever know of anyone that wants to, you know, that needs a drummer, you know, would you tell them about me? And that's exactly what happened. He told Leon Silvers about me. And the rest is history. I mean, I went out for the audition and bam, God is good like that. So anyway, I'm just saying, guys, you know, thank you for loving the music that we did. And Kevin Spencer and Dana Myers and Richard Randolph, William Shelby and all these guys, Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey and Steve Hodge and Bob Brown, the engineers, were so amazing that, you know, they worked their hearts out trying to make sure that we sonically were there, that we sounded good as well. And it was so important because Steve Hodge became the engineer also for Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. After our run was over, he went with them and did, you know, all the Janet stuff. And just, I mean, so that is important, obviously, right? So anyway, guys, God, I'm emotional because Greg just blessed me with that information. And I can't wait to share it with Gayla, you know, and then my other friends and Kevin. And see, Kevin will keep on loving me with me. And yeah, I'm just trying to see if anybody else is on those three songs. I think Dana may have wrote Deeper in Love with Me. But anyway, all right, well, let's keep going here. You know what? I'm so happy. I like the vibe that I'm hearing. I love Lakeside. I'm like one of their biggest fans. They've always made me happy with their music. Their music has always made me happy. So let's do Lakeside again, as you hear them in the background. And so let's just keep it going here on Solar Records Radio.
You got
well, well, well. We got my buddy on the line. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how we going?
Oh, man. Hey, it's you know what? Hey, do you have your blanket on? 30 degrees.
Yes.
Does it get colder at night in the UK?
Oh, yeah. In the daytime, today I think it's been 30 degrees, and overnight it drops below freezing.
Ooh. Well, freezing
it's
here
cold.
Is 32. 32 is freezing here.
Oh, no.
I mean,
that's
when you start freezing. So you're already below freezing at 30.
Yeah.
So
what does it go
down to, like 20? It goes down to 20?
Oh, easy. 2015, easy.
Wow.
Easy.
That's crazy. But anyway, man, I'm so grateful you're here. I have other stuff to talk to you off the air, but remind me, we need to talk. I need to talk to you about an order. And so I wanted to say thank you. How did you find that information out?
Well, way back in the late 70s and 80s, we have to remember, for the younger people listening, that there was literally no internet. There were no ways of finding out information that's now so readily available, so easily available. So in the UK, there's a magazine called Blues and Soul, and it used to come out bi-weekly, so every other week. And that was the only way to really know what was going on in soul R&B music scene. It was the only way. There was no other way to find out.
That is,
there was
it
a couple
so
of
crazy.
It was, but there was a couple of radio shows on various stations in the UK, like I think one was Radio 1, that were, say, 2 hours a week that would play a new soul and R&B. So you'd try to tune into those. But again, what younger people don't realise is that in the old analog system, the signal was absolutely dreadful. And you'd be trying to lift up the radio and put it to the window and then put it to the door because the signal kept changing and cutting out all the time. It was impossible to do. So Blues and Soul was my Bible, really. And I've still got about 30 or 40 original copies of Blues and Soul between 1979 and I think about 1985. I've got about 30 that I saved. And the reason that I saved most of those copies is because a lot of the songs that had a big impact on me were in those copies, basically. And things like, And the Beat Goes On and I Can Make It Better, which is a big deal for me, that song. And Keep On Loving Me, my favorite R&B song of all time, which you know. And I kept about 30 or 40 copies. So I was looking through them the other day and saw these charts and thought, oh, I'll post that.
Well, that is, are you still there? Because you just cut off.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay. So you said, I'll post that. And then what?
Why didn't you tell me? We started this conversation.
I didn't know you posted it.
Oh, yeah, I posted it straight away. As soon as the show started, I posted the charts.
Oh, so you found it right now. You just found it.
Oh, I was looking at some old Blues and Soul at lunchtime. I found them at lunchtime today when I was between clients. Okay.
Wow. That is just amazing, man. I'm just so blown away. You just don't know how happy you made me. I cannot believe. You know, that's like detailed information that I had no idea existed. It's such a beautiful gift. So thank you, because I got to see literally see my work making its way up the charts.
Well, of course, and I have a copy of. I have another copy of a few weeks later, when Keep on Loving Me and Does That Ring a Bell and Deeper in Love were all in the top 30. So that's three of your songs in the top 30.
Wow. That is so cool. You have to send it to me.
I'll post them. Yeah.
Wow. That's so beautiful, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm just blown away. And you just never know, right? You just never know.
But you know what's interesting about me posting those and you saying what you say. And I think that this would be an interesting thing for the listeners to think about doing, is every Friday is Solar Night, of course, and we hear your side and Dana's side and Kevin's side, but we should try to encourage the listeners to call in to give their accounts of we're outside the bubble. And as you know, that I used to buy the records from the local town that I'm from, and I would get the bus home and look at the sleeve, and I would look at all the credits, and I would see Dana Meyer's name, I would see your name. Now, I didn't know who you people were. I just used to see the names. I'd see Chuck Gentry, William Zimmerman, all these names would appear all the time, but I would never see who you were.
Wow.
And then on the Right Back At You album cover, which we'd got five members on the front, and I think it was, would it be nine members on the back? But there was no indication of who you people were. I didn't know that Wardell Potts Jr. was right in the centre. All I knew was your name.
Wow.
But I didn't know which was Nydra Beard, and I didn't know which was Linda Carrier. I didn't know. I knew the names, but I didn't know which was which, because there was no way of finding out.
Yes.
Linda Meyer's name was everywhere.
Yes. And,
me,
and now,
you know,
and now,
outsider,
and now because of this show, you've talked to pretty much everyone. You know, and how does that feel for you that now you, it's not just seeing the names, and not only did you hear the voices, but you've actually been able to say hello to them.
Well, I'll be truthful. I've known you and had an involvement with the show now for, I think, 3 years, and I'm still starstruck.
That's funny. Well, you know, and likewise, you know, I feel the same way about you. Every time I talk to you, it's such a beautiful experience. And so even when we're having tough times, I know that the person that I'm talking to is passionate about the conversation that we're having.
That's important,
right? And so
there's not a day that has passed since 1979 that the Solar music has not been running through my head. There's not been a day that's passed that where it hasn't happened all the time.
Wow. That's great, man.
And to think that the sound of Solar changed me from being, I was in a rock band when I was 18, 19. I was in a rock band playing lead guitar. We used to play all AC/DC stuff. And it was things like the Off the Wall album and singles such as Back Together Again by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, and the big one, of course, And the Beat Goes On, that really turned my head. Then it was I Can Make It Better that confirmed me that I wasn't a rock fan anymore. I was a soul R&B fan. That track.
Go ahead. That track.
Yeah, although And the Beat Goes On made number two in the UK, and I think I can make it better, didn't even make the top 30. But I remember hearing I Can Make It Better and thinking that that was head and shoulders above And the Beat Goes On. I remember distinctly. And I remember hearing I Can Make It Better and thinking, wow, this is going to be massive. And it was a big shock to me that it didn't even make, I think it made number 44 in the UK, I think. But it confirmed me as an R&B fan and as a Whispers fan, and there was no turning back for me. I didn't play rock music after that at all.
Wow.
So there you go. That's your fault.
So was it just the music that turned your, you know, that got you excited, or was it the lyrical content as well?
Do you know, I think that when you combine every element of the music in its entirety, the key to the music, to me, that I can hear and feel is passion.
Very good.
It's literally passion.
That's awesome. So you love the passion that you were feeling when you were hearing it.
The passion and the realism. And yes, absolutely. That's what I can hear and feel that in any of the music.
That's beautiful, man. Wow, you know, and I know that when I played, I was so focused on making sure that I was doing a good job. Initially, for sure, right? And then after we all got all real comfortable and we knew that we had something together, when we played, it was just one of those things where we felt each other. It was like we went into this zone when we would play together, because if you put like a TV show together and once it becomes a hit TV show, then it's almost like, okay, you are part of the element, so you need to be there, and everybody that was there needed to be there for the next time that, you know, if they pick up the TV show to come back on. And so when they come back on, now you're so comfortable, because after the first season you worked so hard to make sure you did your part right. Now the new season's here, and here you go, but you're much more comfortable. You're still doing the same thing, and you're still working hard to make sure you do a good job, but you're so much more comfortable. And then it starts to feel like a zone. It starts to feel so good. And when you start to feel so comfortable when you're doing this creative thing, then it makes the people that are watching feel so much more comfortable too, because it's just like, this is a natural relationship. This thing is so good. So good, right? And it just goes, and it just kept on being that way. And I thought it would never end, actually, because I didn't see any reason for it to end. And then when it started ending, I was like, well, what happened? Why is this happening? I mean, every 5 seconds we were on the radio. We were always on the radio, no matter, you know, if it went on this station, just turn the channel and there we were. So we were always on the radio. And for it to just start to change, it was the cycle had come to an end, because on the average, every, you know, company or artist, you get like about 5 to 7 years of a run. And then life changes and things change in people. And then there's something else comes up, and then you start, the world starts to get infatuated with that, whatever that is. Now, Motown lived a long time before that happened to them. But on the average of most companies, they have an artist is about a 5 to 7 year run. And then, you know, the fashion change, everything starts to change after five to seven years. And so it was, our time was up. And it wasn't just that, you know, the music was changing and people were going elsewhere. Like rap had started really coming into its own. And so we, but people were moving and, you know, the different places, and all of a sudden we were bringing different people in to fill in the spot, and the sound started changing as well. And new machines started coming, and we were trying all these different things, and it affected our sound as it was going out. It still was selling, and it was still good, but it wasn't what it was. And so, you know, it's like if you go to a restaurant because you love the way their food tastes, and then if they start adding different things to it and, you know, and trying to do different things, you will notice the difference, and you will start to change your mind about eating that same thing that you loved so much before. And so that would be a bad idea for a restaurant to do that, don't you think?
Yeah, oh, for sure. But, you know, what I've not realized until this conversation with you now, and this is quite interesting, really, because I've not thought about this before, but there were you on your side, and there is me as a record buyer on my side. Your experience is completely polarized to my experience, and yet, you know what's quite unusual about this is that I remember the beginning of this and I remember the end of this, and you just said that. So the only thing that we shared really was the beginning and the end. How strange is that? I've not thought about that before.
Well, we shared the beginning, all of the middle and the end, right? And so,
yes.
And then once it ended, it became a memory. And then we would go visit it separately, obviously, and revisit it and revisit it. And then, bam, all of a sudden, here we are again, talking about the music, playing the music, and talking about the memory of the music. And so thank you, Lord, for bringing Greg into my life and allowing me to get to know him and hear his story. And, you know, it's a blessing, true blessing.
Going back
and
to
your
back
mom would be very happy.
Going back to the beginning, to when I first got into soul and R&B coming from rock music, one thing I used to take a lot of notice of at the time, well, all the way through, really, are what the different labels were putting out. And I remember that Solar from And the Beat Goes On, as a label, I trusted the Solar label so much that Solar was the only label that I would put an album out or a single out that I saw in Blues and Soul, and I would literally just buy it without hearing it. You couldn't go and buy, you had to order it. It wasn't just in the shops. You had to order it. And at the time, sometimes it would come in, and sometimes it wouldn't. Okay, they had Chalamar, they had the Whispers, but anything that was outside of that, like Carrie Lewis, you had to order that. And sometimes it would come in, and sometimes it wouldn't. But Solar was the only label where I knew that if I read that an album or a single had come out, even without hearing that, I could go to the record store and say, right, get me this. And I know that I would like it. There was no other label that did that for me.
Do you think, why do you think that is? Or that was?
I don't know. I think maybe Solar, for me, just me personally, maybe it just hit on a formula that resonated with me. Atlantic, I used to like lots of things on Atlantic, like Back Together Again by Roberta Flack. I liked Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, of course. That was Atlantic. I liked Taboo, that the SOS band recorded for. I liked Fourth and Broadway. Prelude from D-Train, that was another good label. So I used to take notice of all these things, but Solar was the one where I could just order the album or the single, and I couldn't wait to get home to play it. And it is, thinking about it, and again, I've not thought about this in detail before, but all the stuff that I really loved, especially the Whispers singles, it was always the same formula. And it was just so happy and so passionate. It's like, yeah, okay, let's go for it.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of that stuff was the same musicians. And
obviously.
Yeah, and you have fallen in love with, you know, the style of... And that was you knew that that style was going to be there when you received it. And that's a good thing, man. It's good to, you don't have to hear it. You can know that when you get it, it's going to be good. That's a blessing and fun, you know, because you're spending money. It is not free. It's not like downloading something. It's free. I mean, you're spending money. Yeah, and so, but anyway.
I used to buy so many records, though, back then, that I wasn't a big album buyer, but I used to be buying singles all the time. And I remember in 1983 when I was in San Francisco and I was staying at the Holiday Inn there. Lots of people out there might know the Holiday Inn in San Francisco. And I was staying on the 23rd floor, and I'd got fantastic views of the city. And I used to listen to the R&B station there called KSOL. And I just didn't leave the room. And I went to Tower Records in San Francisco and bought a heap of singles. And I always remember getting the singles back to the hotel room. And my two favorites were Keep On Loving Me and Deeper In Love. And I think I've told you this story where I always used to look, you know, the credits. And it was you. And I thought, my goodness, this Potsy guy seems to write everything. And they were my two favorite songs of 1983 summer, with Keep On Loving Me and Deeper In Love, and you wrote both of them.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and
they already
knew your name from drumming on albums from 1979. I already knew who you were.
Right. And that's, you know, and so, you know, the strangest thing is that, you know, from 79 to 83, there was a process that was happening. And, you know, and I remember wanting to be a writer, you know, not just a drummer. And so
yeah.
I became the writer that you liked. And so I'm happy for that. I'm very happy for it. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to. I have a couple of things going on right now, and I haven't even shared it with you, Greg, but I have a couple of things going on with another label that want to release stuff on me. And so I'm like, me? Greg, guess what that means? I'm going to be singing. I'm just playing.
Oh, no. Don't
they won't even let me sing
at
church. They won't even let me sing at church. It's so bad. I'm like, come on, guys. I'm trying to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let me sing. They won't let me sing at church. That's just bad.
The Lord doesn't want you to sing.
The Lord doesn't want me. You know what? God does not judge. Well, he did. He said we shouldn't judge. He said we shouldn't judge. Leave that up to him. So maybe he is judging me.
I think he will be when he hears you.
Oh, Lord. He hears me all the time. I'm screaming and yelling in here trying to put a melody together for someone to sing it. It's like, ooh, I need to record that part again. They'll never understand what I just said. Oh, my. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to get back to the music, man. And I just want to thank you, Greg, we got about 27 minutes left in the show. I want to thank you, Greg, for, you know, your love for Solar, the music, and Solar Records Radio. Appreciate you, you know, also, you know, finding certain things out, detail, information, and all the things you do behind the scenes. Thank you for blessing the station. We do appreciate
you. You're so welcome. Thank you for allowing me.
Oh, yes. Anytime, my brother, anytime. You know, I chase you, and I mean, not there. I go, where's Greg? Where's Greg? I get a call. Find Greg. All right, guys.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And God bless you, man. Happy holidays. Stay warm. And And I'm going to talk to you after the show because there's a couple things I need to go over with you.
Okay, so I'll speak to you then.
All right, brother. And Kevin Spencer, where are you? Have you talked to Kevin Spencer?
Yes, Kevin. Kevin, I told Kevin to call in.
Call in, Kevin, and stop playing. All right.
Yes.
All right. All right, guys. So we're going to take a – we're going to go back to the music for a little bit, and we'll see what Kevin is. Yeah, there's a commercial, actually. A lady's like, Kevin, Kevin. And that was from that movie where she lost a little kid. Remember, she lost a little boy, and she couldn't find him. His name was Kevin. And
oh,
so
you
now
mean, Home Alone.
Yeah, Home Alone. Yep, and that's Kevin. And so now I'm
yes.
going to have to go ahead on, I'm gonna have to sample that and put that over here for Kevin. See what
yeah.
Kevin is. What's that?
Send it to we Kevin.
Yes, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, you know, thank you again, Greg. Appreciate you. And
I appreciate it.
Okay. And we're going to give Climax a chance to say yes. We'll be back.
We share a
dynasty right there, guys. Give It Up for Love, featuring William Shelby, the late William Shelby, my brother. I love you, Will. And thank you for being my friend for so many years. Rest in peace, brother. Anyway, guys, so this is it. It's over. No, this is not it, like the show. This is it, but this is it that we come to the end of this show. And I just want to thank you guys so much for blessing us and being here. We appreciate you. And thanks, Greg, for calling in. Much love, man. God bless you. Stay warm, bro. And we'll get your order together. One way or another, Greg, we'll get it together. Tomorrow, Solar Wants to Dance. Tune in, hang out with us. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All up-tempo. We're just going to be hitting it like this. Just going to be hitting it. Just like that. Thank you. We're going to be hitting it like that the whole hour. So tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hang out with us as we just hit the floor running. And hopefully, you know, whatever you want to do, we're going to be doing our cardio, but whatever you want to do, if you just want to dance and have a good time or just sit back and listen to some good music, that's what we're going to do for an hour straight. Thank you guys so much for everything that you do. We love you and appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. You take care and have a wonderful Solar weekend. And I'm going to leave you with the Whispers, I Can Make It Better for You. This is for you, Greg.